Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
29 ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know. I'm good. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better.
Happy Thursday. And the radio show, we have Chris Harrington. Oh, yes, Chris Harrington. We do. Straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we got Writer Than Write Trivia. Jeffrey's on some kind of a roll. But then again, he always seems to be on some kind of a roll. Jeffrey, what are we giving out to the lucky winner?
Jeff, we have two tickets to see Riley Green with special guest Tracy Lawrence in the Ain't My Last Rodeo Tour at Bank Plus Amphitheater in South Haven next Friday night, April the 5th.
Next Friday night. So there you go. That's what we have. All you have to do is either be right or than right. Good luck with that. Or play with some degree of honor. We expect honor out of our competitors. And so, and you may well get the tickets. Big day today in sports, Jeffrey, because we've got baseball, sort of. We certainly have baseball, but it's opening day, sort of. Yeah. It's opening day stateside, as we've got 13 games today. We got baseball today, and we got the NCAA tournament today.
Indeed, we do.
So how about that? You know what I would call this? The greatest day in sports, Jeffrey. No, it's not, but it's a good day. It's a good day. A
lot going on.
A lot going on.
Basically, what, from like 11 a.m.? It feels like from like about 11 a.m. till probably, what, midnight tonight?
There will be,
your eyeballs will be flooded with sports.
There will be plenty of sports. Will you watch? What are you going to absolutely make certain to watch besides like all of it?
So obviously I'll watch every tournament game, and then, you know, I'm still a Cardinals fan. So, and
it could be truly atrocious.
They could be. I'm a little worried when normally when your young guys come up, you manipulate the clock and you don't bring them up till May. We're playing ours, so that's probably not like the world's greatest sign.
I'm offering you the Dodgers or the field. Champions, world champions.
Yeah, I think in baseball you always have to take
the field. You got to take the field.
In baseball.
It's not even close, right?
Injuries, hot pitching staff.
You got the Braves. You got the Braves in there, for example. Like that
opening day postponed for the Braves, by the way.
Opening day postponed for the Braves. Braves, yeah, Phillies, Braves, and Brewers, Mets, because of weather, both moved till Friday. All right, let me ask you this. NLCS, the Dodgers, I mean the Astros, 7 years in a row have been in the
ALCS.
ALCS. Can they make it to eight? Will they make it to eight? You know, only, this came from Jason Stark, only three teams in any sport have in eight consecutive years made it to the either championship or conference championship of their
league. To think, like, what can go wrong for them? And it's like they are still, I mean, obviously injuries to the pitching staff. I think, though, at this point, you're probably better off just saying yes.
Here are the three teams. Here are the other three teams that have made it to either the championship game or the conference game of their respective leagues in any sport. The Pats from 11 till 18. They did it. The Lakers from 81 to basically 88. Those Lakers made it. And then the 91 to 99, who would that have been?
So it wouldn't have been the Bulls. 91 to 99, what sport?
This is what happens.
Braves?
This is what, yeah, that's exactly right. It's the Braves. 91 to 90. It's the Chipper Jones Braves. It's those Braves. That's exactly right. So it was the 11, it was the Pats from 11 till 18.
And I believe the Chiefs
from
have
91
made seven.
To
90, is that
to
right?
99. And the Lakers from 81-82 season to the 88-89 season. And so the Astros can do something this year that has only very rarely been done. Cubs, Rangers, that's a big one.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? New manager for the Cubs and world champion Rangers,
yeah,
defending world champion. So you got that one tonight. Also from Jason Stark, last year there were 64 pitchers who hit 100 miles an hour. In 2018, only 37.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's just maxing out. I mean, I think the other thing to think about is how many more 200, forget 300 game winners, like how many more 200 game winners? Like when you look at like the guys coming up, it's like,
right.
I don't even know if we're going to get us to 200.
The only three teams that did not have a pitcher who hit 100 miles an hour, and this is once, all I have to do it is once to hit it, the Mets, the Red Sox, and the Rockies. So there you go.
Happy and those were three of the worst teams in baseball.
Happy opening day. Everybody.
Chiefs have won, by the way, or have gone to six straight conference.
Six straight. So they're a little behind.
Yep.
They're a little behind. So we got that going on. We got the NCAA tournament going on. The order there is Clemson versus Arizona, then San Diego State versus UConn, then Alabama, UNC, and then Illinois, Iowa State. And so we have that resuming today. Again, it's a big day in sports. Plus, I mean, even before all that, we've got Writer Than Right Trivia.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, think of that lineup. Writer Than Right Trivia happens to fall on the same day as the real opening day of baseball and the Sweet 16, resumption of the Sweet 16. So, hope you all are buckled in and ready to enjoy that. Last night was all about the Grizzlies, all about the return of Brandon Clark. The Grizzlies did lose to the Lakers, 136 to 124. What did you think of Brandon Clark? How did you think he looked?
It was obviously good to see him on the floor, and like you could tell it meant something to him, which I think was you know, fun to see.
It clearly, he got a great ovation.
Yep.
And that was fabulous. And then, I mean, he talked openly. I'll read from Chris's column here in a minute. He talked openly about what it meant. But let's start with, like, how did he look to you? Let's just, like, we wanted him to look like something like Brandon Clark. By the way, he played 21 minutes, 6 points.
I have his 2 minutes.
3 of 7 from the field, and 5 rebounds. You have his first bucket?
Yes, I do.
Oh, let's play Brandon Clark's first bucket.
Clark grabs the rebound from the floor, feeds it out. It goes through the hands of LaRavia, but picked up by Aldama. Back to LaRavia. Right corner three. Bring it up. Put 3 on the board.
Man, that's what you miss from Brandon Clark.
That's Jake
LaRavia. Not only does you miss his scoring, Eric, but you also miss his hustle plays. I mean, again, he's that guy that's the X factor
there
for this basketball
team.
The
only thing we got is his hustle plays. We did get Jake LaRavia.
So it was mislabeled, but here we go.
Okay.
Deke Giroux on the drive, gives for Clark. Clark soaring to the rim, lays it up and in. A very typical Brandon Clark-like play.
Little hook shot.
Looks good out there, his second bucket, and it's 34-30.
21 minutes, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 3 of 7 from the field. As Chris Harrington pointed out in his column, we knew he was going to be limited in minutes. That's actually more minutes than he averaged each of the last two seasons.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, like, I did not expect 21 minutes necessarily. How'd he look?
So I saw enough. Like, the problem is when you came into this, like, you're like, do I need to go back and, like, watch old film to, like, because, like, I feel like we're always just, when a guy returns from injury, you're always going to have, like, a super critical eye. Like, I'll admit, it wasn't a, you know, wipe your hands, I've seen all I need to see here.
No.
But there was also not... I didn't find myself going...
This was not Chandler Parsons dragging his ass around
well,
the court.
I used the example of, to me, I felt like this was very different than Danny Green last year. Remember, they trade for Danny Green, and they end up putting him on the floor, and you could tell, oh, they were, like, testing to see, like, what we actually can do here. And then you realize with Danny Green, like, oh, he can't move. So I certainly did not have that reaction, but, like, I wasn't, like... I was not ready to sit there and go, like, okay, everything's solved, whatnot.
Yeah, it's funny. So Gabe on his show last night when he had me on, he said, you know, even if he, you know, loses some of his springiness and explosiveness, you just want to have his basketball IQ on the floor. And I hate to say this. I disagree. Like, I mean, it's not that I don't want to have his basketball IQ, a good teammate, experience, all of that on his floor. But his superpower... What made him Brandon Clark is his hops, right?
No question.
That's what makes, like, he's not a great shooter. He's not a great ball handler. You're not a great create a shot dude. He's not a great, like, his superpower is his verticality. That is his superpower and the quickness of his verticality. And so if you cut that, you know, if it was only 60% of what it once was, he is certainly no longer worth his contract.
He's a very different player.
Right. He's a very different player. Now, I'm not saying that's what I saw last night. I didn't see enough to... I think I'm with you. I didn't see... He looked good. He looked good.
Yeah.
He looked fine. He looked like he didn't look hampered in any way. There wasn't a... Oh, it was, this was not Ja's return. Ja was returning not from injury, though, but from suspension. Right. But Ja looked like, holy crap!
Oh, my God.
Ja is back! Look at that! He's
this
unleashed! This is so much better. It's explosive. It's incredible. Ja is, my God, it wasn't that, and nor did I expect it to be that, because, I mean, Ja, the whole time he was away, could be playing basketball. Half the time Brandon Clark was away, all he was doing rehab on his leg.
Yeah.
Right? It was interesting, in the piece that Chris wrote about this, and you can read it, I've tweeted it out, Brandon Clark said that what's really difficult isn't the hops, it's the wind. And when you're tired, you know, it's harder to jump.
Yes.
You know? And so that's sort of what he said.
And you also don't know, like, how much of this is like, all right, I'm not going to explode. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to get my feet back underneath me.
I'm probably going to need a second. Clark said after the game, it takes, like, at least 2 years to really get it all the way back fully from a torn Achilles. I'm jumping high still. I feel fine. It's really just about the wind, because if I get super tired, it gets a bit harder to jump. That seems to follow. In terms of, and we talked about this yesterday, who does it matter most to? Does it matter most to the Grizzlies? Does it matter most to the fans? Or does it matter most to Brandon Clark? I rank him, means the most to Brandon Clark, then the fans, then the Grizzlies. Only Brandon Clark means a lot to the Grizzlies, but that game last night didn't have any impact on the Grizzlies path forward one way or another. So if I'm ranking those three, I said it matters most to Brandon Clarke. And what Brandon had said to, you know, after the game was, it matters a lot to me. It's really just about getting the flow for next year, really. There was the option just to wait out the whole year, but I wanted to come back and play. Same thing that Jenkins said. I think what's gained is the confidence that everything he was doing the last year allows him to get back on the NBA floor at the end of the day rather than waiting another, I don't know how long it would be, 6 months or something like that. Fast forward to next October, and he's going to have that confidence that he did it in spring and then had great offseason on top of that. So that's what they said. I thought it was good. It was a... it was, you know, there was certainly nothing worrisome about it.
Yep.
The fact that he played 21 minutes was great. And honestly, I don't know that I even saw the second basket. He might have had a chance to dunk it, and instead he laid it in. You know, he gets the rolls to the rim, and he lays it in. That seems fine to me. That seems
fine
to me, too.
I have no problem with erring on the side of caution.
No, like, no, I prefer it. I prefer it. And so as a Brandon Clarke return game, I thought it went just about as well as you could have reasonably hoped, right? Because I don't think you reasonably hoped for him to have seven dunks and you know, and 14 rebounds or something
like that. Or you
shouldn't
have.
you shouldn't have. So, nice to have him back. We'll see how much he plays in the remaining nine games. But they want to obviously continue to clearly... to have help him knock that rust off and get him get confidence and create that springboard into next season. By the way, he was plus 15 when he was on the floor. Imperfect stat, we're obligated to say that, but he was plus 15 in a game that the Grizzlies did lose by 12. In other news, the Lakers shot 56% from the field and 54% from three.
Lakers overs are just like blind bets right now.
And so, like, there you go. That was it. There were some other Grizzlies. LeBron with a triple-double, of course, 23, 14, and 12. And 12 is 12th of the season.
Oh, and we also got an elite injury milking from LeBron.
Yep.
It was like third quarter. Like that. Just
got that, you know, that you have to say, that dunk in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It is damn impressive.
Oh, the fact that he is still this good at this age
is incredible. And so nice for the fans to be able to see him. It didn't matter that the Grizzlies lost. It really didn't matter that the Grizzlies lost. Toronto, I haven't updated. What are they up to?
I don't think they played last night. I'm looking we know if they played, they probably lost.
They lost. And then Bane?
No, they lost last night. 12 straight.
They're just... relentless.
Starko, I thought you were a friend. But the Grizzlies are now comfortably, they're four ahead of Brooklyn.
So. Yeah. So the worst, really, it feels like, the worst, the Grizzlies will go into the lottery seventh or sixth.
Correct.
And it, the way that Toronto is approaching this, it feels like it will be seventh. The amazing thing is that Toronto... their draft pick is they keep it if it's top six.
Yep.
But it could easily be jumped and then pushed down. If anyone behind them jumps into the top four, they slide down to seven and lose the pick. So being sixth doesn't guarantee them that they are going to keep heading into the lottery, does not guarantee them that they will keep the pick. It gives them a better chance than if they were seventh, mind you.
Yeah. By my math, they have a 37% chance of having a top four pick. Then a 8.6% chance of top six. So what was that? So that's 42.6% of having a top six pick, and then the remaining is seventh or lower.
So they're less than, even with all this commitment to losing,
yep,
even though they will head into the lottery, it feels like, finish sixth from the bottom, they have a less than 50-50 chance of staying in the top six and keeping their pick. Others last night, Desmond Bane, 26 points, 16 assists, career high. Not just a career high. No Grizzly has ever had more than 16 assists, has had 16 assists against the Lakers. He now leads in that category. And the real breakout performance last night, Jeffrey.
Jake!
Jake LaRavia, 25 points, 7 of 9 from 3. And I'll say this. In this month and a half or month since he's been playing, right, you see him doing other stuff, right? He's active. You see him doing other stuff. He's just not been able to hit the damn broadside of a barn.
Yeah.
For a guy who came into the league as a shooter, who you can, you know, during warmups looks like a shooter, who I imagine in Grizzlies practice looks like a shooter, but has never been able to translate it into games. I think in G League was a shooter.
Yes.
Has just never been able to translate that into games. 7 of 9 from three. That's nice. That's nice. And I'm not saying that's indicative of the forever future, but maybe it will give, you know, we're talking about Brandon confidence, Brandon Clark drawing confidence from this game. Maybe this is the kind of thing in a small way. And we're looking for silver linings in a grim season. Maybe this in a small way will give Jake LaRavia a little confidence.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so much of this is just hard for me to put. What is the value of this? Because like, to me, this team is going to be so much different with Ja on the floor. Like
he will. Yeah.
Weirdly, though, the thing that I've kind of noticed.
I think for Jake LaRavia, this, not even for the franchise, I mean for him personally,
sure.
This segment of games has been very important.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
No,
I'm not figuring in Jake LaRavia, and people talk about how much you're figuring Gigi Jackson into the rotation next year. I'm not figuring Jake LaRavia into the rotation at all next year. I'm not even figuring he's going to be on the roster this year.
Yep.
But maybe if he shows a little better, if continues to shoot well down the stretch, maybe he doesn't have negative value this summer if you want to ditch him. Or maybe he has even a little positive value this summer if you want to ditch him. Like maybe someone will take him. They clearly wouldn't at the trade deadline.
Yep.
So, but yes, everything is going to look different next year with Ja. Everything is going to look different next year with Ja. It is funny though. Like they're missing Ja. Like they're missing Ja now. And they're missing Marcus Smart now. But there was once a time when we would say, what do you expect? They're missing Ja. They're missing Dez. They're missing Marcus Smart. They're missing, they got Dez back, and they got Jared back. And, they're not – there are teams that are missing two of their best players all the time.
For sure.
So, anyway, they lose.
We're resting.
7 Lakers in double figures. No AD. Didn't seem to matter to the Lakers. Again, they shot a blistering 54.5% from three. Rui Hachimura.
He's back.
He is back. You Rui the day when he walks into FedEx Forum. 7 of 8. 7 of 8 from three. 32 points. And then on top of it, takes a shot at the city of Memphis.
Rui, just before we came on the air, LeBron jumped on your back. I'm glad you're athletic. It seemed like it was pretty heavy.
I thought I was going to break my back, but it was a great team win. You know, we LeBron was out last night, and AD was out tonight, but, I think we played together, and we trust each other. That's why we got this win, so it was a great win.
I don't know what it is about you in this building, but you remember game one last year. You scored 28 points, hit 5 threes. Game two, you have 20. Tonight, you hit 7 threes, so you're pretty comfortable in Tennessee, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a very big fan of the city, but I always had a great memory here. I think we had a great run last year in the playoff, and now I think we come back here next week or something. So, yeah, it's one at a time. We got things are 4 in a row
right,
now,
that's
5
enough.
In a row. So we gotta get.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a big fan of the city. What did we ever do to him?
I don't know. I don't expect LA people to come like,
and be a big fan.
Yeah.
Here is the truth. Here is the truth. In the world of glamour cities, we rank pretty low.
Right? Yeah.
It's just true. And so if you live in LA and have gobs of money and it can take advantage of all that LA has to offer, I don't actually take offense at him saying, it's not my favorite city.
Yeah, from a player perspective, honestly, there was like a Darko podcast that I saw the internet was getting up. It was done overseas, so it had to be translated. But like Darko was talking about, when I got to Memphis, Darko pulled a Iguodala anywhere but Memphis, and then he got traded to Memphis, and he's like, I don't know, I just didn't like it. It's just like basketball. Like, you do basketball, you
go home.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it is not a glamour city. It is funny, though, and this has been interesting to me to see. I've said this before, through the lens of Claire and her son Nathaniel. It is interesting to see someone, like, I'm not talking about an NBA superstar who moves here. I'm just talking about human beings who move here, right? Like, Claire recently went to the Dixon Gallery for the first time, Dixon Gardens. Mm-hmm. Just was blown away by how nice that is. Then she went to the Botanic Gardens. Just blown away by how nice that is. Nathaniel, who works at Catherine and Mary's, is like, he's felt more welcomed here than, the, you know, he went to Ensworth. But I totally get that an NBA, he's not a superstar. He's only a superstar when he plays against the Grizzlies.
Yes.
J.J. Redick, you know, other people have said the same thing, that when they come to Memphis, they basically just stay in their hotel room.
Yeah.
Right?
Get caught up on Netflix.
Get caught up on Netflix. Yeah. I don't object to that. I'm not going to be too thin-skinned about it. Draymond was ejected. Speaking of thin-skinned, Draymond was ejected as Golden State did go on to beat Orlando. And this was at the time, it was in 4 minutes in, and at the time, they're playing without Kuminga already.
Yep.
Critical game. They're in a fight for their play-in lives, and Draymond is ejected. You'll be shocked to hear this, some Golden State players, including Chris Paul, and some Golden State fans, think Ray Acosta, the official, prematurely in tossing Draymond. What was your analysis of the tossing?
So, the thing that I thought was the most interesting when you watched the clip, I feel like this might be the first time where I've seen Steph actually, like, you could just feel him be like, I'm just sick of this.
Well, what was funny, he just kind of shook his head, right? What was interesting was, so I gather what happened was there was a call that he didn't get at one end.
Yeah.
And he was mad. And so then when Steph was called for an and one, he goes over to, and he's still arguing about this call that he didn't get. And he gets teed up very quickly there. Then he goes on an extended in-your-face, what the pool report called it was a diatribe. They called it after a prolonged diatribe, Green directed profane language towards a game official. And I'm not a professional lip reader, but seemed to be B-A-N is what it seemed to be, is what he called him. And that's getting you, it's going to get you teed up, should get you teed up. Honestly, the fact that he is allowed to harangue him as long as he did was shameful. And the one thing I didn't understand about Steph or anyone on the Golden State team was as he was coming out and just going on and on in at Ray, like, no one tried to push him away.
No, but...
like, why not? Why not? Why not? Like,
I feel like on this one, they actually did... like, they didn't try to push him away, but you could tell, like...
they came out, but they didn't do... they didn't, like, you know, get away.
But isn't that kind of telling? Like, even they know, like, what are you going to do?
Maybe it's just, what are you going to do? He won't stop.
Yeah. I can't intervene. I assume his agent was sending his kids on a private plane to go and have another film session so that we can use his kids as a human shield, or we can get another AT&T commercial about this.
I think he needs a therapy.
Well,
he needs a tune-up. Therapy just drive by therapy. We've learned that. We learned that with Ja.
Mm-hmm.
Ja went off to be in there, and the next thing he was on Instagram again. So that doesn't work. You need a consistent therapeutic presence in his life, because he seemed angry to me.
There might also be some people that even therapy can't help.
And by the way, this idea that they were, like, he didn't, as soon as he said what he said, he was walking to the locker room.
Yes. It wasn't a shock.
It wasn't like, what? You teed me up for that? He said what he said, and he never even really went to the bench. He never hesitated on his way to the locker room.
It was just like a beeline.
Yeah. So, anyway, also last night, clips. We have two pool reports were of significant. They get comments from the officials. One was after that game. It was after a prolonged diatribe, Green directed profane language toward the game official. That's what they explained that one. Clips beat the 76ers on a game where Kelly Oubre was fouled in the final moments. It was not called. And the officials in the pool report said that Paul George, they thought that he maintained his verticality, But upon reflection, upon seeing the video, they did notice that he drifted to the left, and they said, quote, a foul should have been ruled, is what they said. And so they fell on their sword, admitted they got that one wrong. All right, we'll talk more about the NCAA tournament and everything else when we return. After that, Chris Harrington, then Believe It or Not, Writer Than Right Trivia with Jeffrey as he puts his winning streak on the line. Before then, I will tell you that there are, and we've talked a lot about gambling this week, about 5% of the people who gamble struggle with it. So as soon as gambling becomes widespread, you know there's going to be fallout. You know there's going to be people who gamble too much. There are going to be people who it impacts their finances, who it impacts their families, it impacts their relationships. And for those people, there's the Gambling Clinic. It's over at the University of Memphis. It has been around since 1999. They have helped hundreds and hundreds of people. And what they do is they set up 10 to 12 individual confidential appointments with an expert in gambling addiction. They're not anti-gambling, but they want to help those who do struggle. So if it's you, if that applies to you or someone you love, check them out at thegamblingclinic.com. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason and John.
Straight out of White Station and a U of M to your speaker. Jason and John.
These guys know hoops. It's how I get through the workday.
Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John. Giannotto and Jeffrey. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoon.
92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Mississippi Land Bank is unique in the marketplace. And Bobby Spinks explains their patronage program is a prime example of how.
Our patronage dividend program sets us apart from any other financial institution in our area. And it's a way that we can give back. All of my customers are my owners, and that's unique and different. When we're successful, they're successful. We share those benefits with them.
For more information on Mississippi Land Bank's patronage program, visit mslandbank.com.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on that big favorite and laugh to the bank. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, and you can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6-hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4 only at the Bartlett location. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday, 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sport? 2024 Kia Sportage LX. We gossip $289 a month, both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $429 a month, $39.99 to its signing, all 36 month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossip Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we gossip and gossip more.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, 3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724, 7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
The Laundry Room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires prepaid postpaid and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Converse Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save more with our quality brands. Right now, Kroger brand pasta and 2-liter Big K drinks are 10 for $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey everybody, it's Boomer Esiason here, and eBay Motors has everything you need to keep your ride or die alive. From superchargers, brakes, exhaust kits, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home the win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. Tourney time is here. Mike Valeni and I are going through every matchup of the Big Dance over on the podcast. We're talking sides, totals, mix in a reckless parlay every now and then. Come on, it's fun. We've got tourney trends, futures plays, who wins the national title, something for every bettor and every sports fan. Region by region, game by game, however you want to digest it, it's there. Download Cash the Ticket today. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, we got Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock, then we got Writer Than Right Trivia after that. Just to put a bow on this Brandon Clark thing, anything you see last night impact in any way what do you think the Grizzlies should do in the offseason?
No, not really.
Anything you can see between now and the end of the season impact?
I mean, like, the only thing that would impact what you're doing is if you start to see something alarming.
I think that's right. I think you basically, and Chris wrote this, he said it on this radio show, you basically assume going into next year that you right now have three bigs. You've got Jaren, you've got Santi, and you've got Brandon, right? Those are your three bigs.
Yep.
And none of them are a classic big banging big.
Right.
So you need that, at least from somewhere. And I don't actually think there's any great mystery to this. Now, you could move Santi. It seems unlikely that you would move Brandon Clark because I think given his contract and his knee and his Achilles issue, he's got negative value. So I don't see any inclination that they would be planning to move him or necessarily planning to move Santi, but you could include Santi in a deal if you wanted to get a different kind of a big, right? Like that would be
sure.
Something you could do. And so then it comes down to, I was asked yesterday, do you believe in best player available or position fit, right? Do you believe picking by position or best player available? And like all things, it's like the conversation we had however many years ago about going for it or about making deals or about, like, tell me the context, you know? Tell me the context. If there is someone that I think is going to be a superstar and a huge drop-off to the next player, and the players who would fit my need are gone, then I take the best player. If by the way, best player, it also depends on, like, if the best player is available is a true point guard,
yep,
and nothing else, well, that doesn't make sense. If the best player, I want a big, but if the best player available is a wing, you can use plenty of wings. Then I could take the wing. I don't think you can answer that. My basic answer is don't sacrifice positional need for best player available. We've seen the damage you can do when you don't draft Michael Jordan because you already have Clyde Drexler.
Yeah. Right?
So that's my general philosophy, but it's totally dependent on circumstances.
I think to your point, a lot of it has to depend on, well, where am I as a franchise?
Where are you as a franchise? Are you just collecting good players? Are you trying to get that piece that's right. going to put
I,
you over there?
Am I in a rebuild? Well, yeah, then whoever you think is the best possible player, you take that. But if you have a team where you already have, you have your franchise point guard, you have a franchise big and a franchise wing, well, to me, like, that should factor into...
Right, but if there's no big worth taking...
Sure.
There, if the center... If there's no big worth taking there, you don't take him.
It's like the same thing in the NFL draft.
It's a little different in the NFL draft in that...
Quarterback matters so much.
Matters so much. And also, I do think so many of the NBA picks miss that the most important thing is hitting, right?
Yes.
There's half of the first round miss. Whereas I think if you're picking between a guard and a safety, and they're what, like, they might, there's a good chance they'll both hit, and then they may not be exactly equivalent players. But in the NBA, basically half the players drafted in the first round whiff.
Oh, yeah.
So take the better player is my general view. But yeah, obviously what you hope is that these things converge and that the better player also is a big. But we shall see. All right, we have other matters to get to. NCAA tournament tonight. Are you going to wager on all four games, or what are you thinking here? Again, the lineup is Clemson versus Arizona, then San Diego State versus UConn, then Alabama versus UNC, and then I think what is considered the competitively the most interesting game of the night, Illinois, which can't guard, and Iowa State, which can't score.
Correct.
Or, to put it the other way, Illinois, which scores like crazy against
Elite offense versus elite defense.
Iowa State, which will suffocate you.
All right, so here's the biggest problem. First off, am I going to wager? Duh, come on. There's 2 weeks left. And then it's like you shut it down for the summer, basically. Because I'm not really someone that like gambles on golf or baseball a ton. Maybe some in the NBA playoffs. But for the most part, I'm basically shutting it down to football season. Here's the problem that I have is when I look at the games, I really like favorites. And that's kind of where you start to get a little, oh boy, am I getting suckered. Here's a couple of notes, Jeff. This is from the Action Network. Favorites went 30-22 against the spread on opening week on the Thursday in the round of 64 and the round of 32. That is the best start for favorites since 2008.
So it's not just chalk straight up.
Correct.
It's chalk against the spread as well.
And even more so in this factor. Double-digit favorites went 15-2 straight up and 14-3 against the spread. That's the best against the spread start ever for big-time chalk. Top four seeds went 26-4 straight up and 21-9 against the spread, also the best ever start. So now you come into a situation where, okay, does this flip? Because not only was it big favorites, it was public favorites. Because this is the best start ever for public favorites. And so now there's the question of, will it flip into the public?
Which is the smallest line?
The smallest line is the late game tonight, Illinois and Iowa State.
And
that's
a
point and a half right now that I see.
And then it feels like that has the best chance to be a good game.
I think you're correct.
I mean, I don't listen. God bless San Diego State, and they're good for them to be back. I just don't. I don't give them much chance.
I don't think San Diego State is as good as they were last year, and I think UConn is every bit
Clemson,
as good.
I think Clemson has done extraordinarily well to get to where they are. Right.
Correct.
Arizona is the better team. Same thing with UNC and Alabama.
Well, the problem with UNC and Alabama, it's like if you tell me that's a 7-game series, I think North Carolina wins in it. At least 6 games, maybe fewer.
But if Alabama
hits their threes tonight.
Yeah, that's a little scarier.
And also, North Carolina, not UConn, is the most publicly bet team right now.
Really?
For tonight.
Other news, other college basketball news. Louisville has their coach, Pat Kelsey, from College of Charleston. And if you are a Louisville fan, we talked about this yesterday. You like seeing fan bases, teams, whatever. Deal with reality.
Yes.
You think you're going to get Scott Drew? Think again.
Yep.
This goes back to Texas.
Well, we'll get Dusty May for sure.
If not Scott Drew, Dusty May is in our back pocket. That's it. Well, all of a sudden you realize. And this is a common thing that happens. It is occasionally true. And is really by dint of timing more than anything else that you hit it big on a coaching search, because it happens to be at a moment when a coach happens to be unhappy or is getting jerked around by his administration or has been has some taint. Like, look right now, Ole Miss basketball, right?
Sure.
Like, the perfect example was University of Memphis and John Calipari.
Yeah.
Right? After Calipari actually elevated the program, it became increasingly hard, weirdly enough, to get good coaches.
Correct.
But before he elevated the program, somehow, and look at the record, by the way, in their last year under Larry and then under Tick Price, program stunk.
Yes.
But Cal just happened to be the moment when he wanted to get back into college basketball. So there are moments when you can get your first choice.
Was it Larry also that told him, Larry Brown said you can win
there.
And he'd
heard from a lot of people that he could win here. Honestly, I think he knew he could get players into school here.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big part of it.
That might also, that goes hand in hand with you can win there.
Yeah, right. So it just occasionally will work out. Works out for Alabama. Then Nick Saban is ready to get that. He didn't have a quarterback, you know, in Miami.
Picked the wrong one.
But it worked. You know what? For a long time at Alabama, it didn't work out.
No.
Picked bad coach after bad coach after bad coach. So much of this is just timing. And as we've said, there's just not a lot of great basketball coaches on the market this summer or this offseason. And so there Louisville is. And they're kind of screwed. They obviously didn't want to go the Will Wade route. They wanted to have someone who did not have baggage. Honestly.
If they wanted Will Wade, they'd have Will Wade.
They wanted to have someone who didn't have baggage. You can say whatever you want about Will Wade. He comes with baggage. They didn't want to have baggage. And so Pat Kelsey. Now, the weird thing about it, of course, is Chris Mack was his mentor.
Yeah.
Chris Mack, who failed at Louisville or was fired by Louisville. And so they make this hire from College of Charleston. Now, I don't think it means, because no one's excited about the hire, that does not, to me, mean he will not be a good hire.
Josh Heupel.
Josh Heupel's like both coaches at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right? Both coaches at Tennessee. And then you start reading about him. This is what fan bases do, by the way. They say, we saw this with Josh Pastner. When Pastner was hired, it was not a popular hire in the first 5 hours, right? Or 12 hours or something like that.
Well, it also goes back to like the whole... To your point of, you know, RC, I've got my list in my pocket.
Right.
And you were convinced
it was going to be someone big. By the time that he's being introduced, you rally around the guy. You've talked yourself into it. It's just like a draft pick. Talk yourself into it.
The Giants draft J.J. McCarthy.
And so that is what is going to happen. And by all accounts, he is an easy guy to talk yourself into when you hear him talk. Like, he is a wildly enthusiastic guy. People say didn't win an NCAA tournament. He was at College of Charleston, for God's sakes. Why do I care? And at Winthrop. So I don't think it's necessarily going to be a disastrous hire.
No, I'm with you. Like, it's very obvious you went deep into your list.
Yes, you went deep into, he's very clear, yeah.
Like, you did not get anywhere near remotely.
Who you thought you were going to get.
Correct.
Like, was he at all on the initial list? Probably not.
Does that mean that that's going to be a failure?
It does not mean it's going to be a failure. Meanwhile, it's looking increasingly like Andy Enfield, USC, going to SMU. That feels like one of the Shaka Smart going to Marquette.
That's
like
the old reset of the clock.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly happy here at USC. They were not going to fire him this year, but next year is going to be rather than being on the scorching hot seat, why don't I go find a new landing spot and start over?
Caitlin Clark has been offered $5 million to play in the Big Three,
mm-hmm.
three-on-three tournament.
And Dave Portnoy at Barstool offered her $10 million to play on their intramural team.
The highest WNBA salary is $257,450.
Yeah.
That's the story. So I read the story about the $5 million and then the $257,000, and you're thinking, well, of course you should do that. But that's not the relevant comparison. The relevant comparison is, what is Kroger going to pay me to endorse Kroger? What is General Motors going to pay me?
She reportedly already has a deal with Gamebridge, the title sponsor of the arena. It's a bank in Indiana, and they've already...
You're just at this point when you're Caitlin Clark, you're just looking out for your brand, and your brand is worth, I hate to say this, a lot more than $5 million or $10 million.
Well, and then I think the bigger question that I have is, how much of her brand is tied to competition? Because right now what I think is interesting is women's college basketball, in terms of viewership, interest, it's higher than the WNBA.
Right.
So if she is playing the WNBA for 5 years, does that hurt her brand?
Or does it elevate the WNBA?
Correct.
I mean, let's be honest. The records, college basketball across the board, the ratings are up.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Both sports.
In women's college basketball, ratings are up. But the Caitlin Clark ratings are the ones that are breaking the records.
Yeah.
And so Does all of that translate to WNBA viewership? Does some of that translate to WNBA viewership? I think the point is, she's famous for what she did, but she's also now famous for being famous. Like, she...
Sure.
I don't...
She's a celebrity,
I guess my bottom line is, I don't think she needs to play in a 3-on-3 tournament.
No, I agree with that, but I also think... I think another part of this decision you have to make is... how much, like, does competition matter to your brand? If I feel like it's a whole lot easier for us to forget about you if we think that you're just going and playing in an exhibition. And with all due respect to...
Well, this does not preclude her from being in the WNBA.
Right, no.
You could do both.
Right, and so then you know, that's the other thing about the WNBA is part of the reason why their schedule and is short and when it is because most of their players go and play overseas for more money.
For more money, yeah.
And so, but yes.
It's an interesting thing. It's nice. It would be nice if people were offering me $5 million to do random things. But she has earned it, clearly, with her extraordinary college career. And then finally, I want to ask you this question.
Okay.
So Gabe's couch was stolen off of his front porch. Did you hear about this traumatic event?
So I've only heard about you since you telling me.
So, not yesterday afternoon, but the day before, 4 o'clock-ish or something, 3 lads in a truck drove into the driveway, parked the truck, and he's got a couch, like outdoor furniture kind of stuff,
sure,
on his front porch. And they took the couch and they loaded the couch into the truck and off they went. That's just kind of astonishing because it's a couch. It's a used couch, right? It wouldn't be astonishing that they would do that, honestly, if it were an Amazon package. Right?
To your point, outdoor furniture is not considered, when you think of like, hey man, I really want to lay down and just take a nice nap.
Right.
Where's an outdoor couch?
Right.
And
it's not, I can't imagine it's something that's going to,
it's usually
sell it hot on the streets.
It's usually pretty cheap.
Right. So Gabe's theory was that they actually just wanted the couch. Like they needed some outdoor furniture. And so they took the outdoor furniture. But anyway, his wife was napping at the time. Okay. Discovered, he comes home and he says to her, honey, where's the furniture? And she's, where'd you put the furniture? And she says, honey, where did you put the furniture? And then they go look at their camera and they realize that
it's been taken.
It has been stolen. It has been stolen midday.
In broad daylight.
If you had been awakened from a nap and there were 3 men on your porch taking the couch, what would you like? My general view on all of this stuff is just let anyone take whatever they want to take in any circumstances, right? That's my general view. And the other day, someone was rude to me in the car, and in a normal day, I would have flipped them off, I 100% did not. I like everyone, I don't want to anger anyone. Did you see there was a shooting at the Venice Pizza Cafe over a piece of trash, right? Or whatever else. So I don't want to anger anyone. Some of it makes me think I might just wake up and be confused and head on out there without even thinking about it, saying, whoa, what are you guys doing? I think the smart thing to do is just to lay low inside, I guess call 911 as if they're going to head out to save your couch. But what do you think you would have done if your couch was being stolen off your front porch in the middle of the day?
I probably would have. I would have done the math of A. I think this is the other thing. You have no idea who's packing,
right?
You know what I mean. Like, and
he did not see a gun, but it doesn't.
But
Doesn't mean they don't have one.
Right. So
if I had gone out there, it would only have been out of confusion. Like what? It wouldn't have been, I'm trying to stop them.
See, I don't think it'd be confusion. My instinct would be
know
like,
instantly,
yeah,
something, they're stealing my couch.
That's now. Like, that's kind of the...
Okay, what if you... And I don't know. What if I had a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Some of you may have figured that I probably don't. But if I had had a gun, or if the average guy had a gun, just the average gun owner had a gun, is that where you deploy it when they're stealing your couch? Or do you just let them steal your couch? Or do you go out and get in the OK Corral there, the OK Corral on your front porch?
I mean, I think the first question is like, how good am I with the gun?
Well, you know me. I'm the expert.
If you and I are sitting there packing.
Boom, boom, boom.
Right. We're just mowing them down, like 3 for 3. that just to me, it the whole time I'm thinking about this, it's like doing the cost benefit analysis. I find it hard
very
to believe.
Clearly, the cost benefit analysis. It's a couch, for God's sake.
An outdoor couch.
It's not. It's an outdoor couch.
Like, I'm not.
By the way, outdoor couches are also no. People have outdoor couches because they have outdoors.
Yes.
You know what the other?
Well, you have a nice porch. You want to enjoy it.
Which is less comfortable? Sleeper couch, outdoor couch.
Ooh.
As a couch.
Probably sleeper couch. Because I feel like whenever you have the sleep, either a futon or a sleeper couch, there's always some piece of metal that is just like sticking up and you're just like,
I think,
like, am I getting stabbed here? Like what?
Same category of comfort, I think.
Yeah, no.
I think you just let them take your couch.
Right. And to me, like, that's the sadder societal moment is like, when your stuff's just getting stolen, it's like, hey, you're better off. Just let it go.
100%. You're better off just letting it go. Other news today, Sam Bankman-Fried.
My guy.
And you are out for blood, man.
Yes.
You want him to get decades and decades.
You know, you have two people in your life that you talk to regularly.
And they both want him to get
everything that's coming to him.
I think the prosecutors are asking for something like 60 years.
Good.
And
get him on more.
And his team says, like, 6 years. And the general thought is he'll get at least 20 to 30. So that is happening today as well. No further news, really, on the bridge tragedy. All right. We got Chris Harrington. He was at FedEx Forum last night and wrote about Brandon Clarke. We'll talk to him about that. Then we have Right of the Right Trivia. Jeffrey, what is the prize for Right of the Right Trivia today?
Jeff, we have two tickets to go see Riley Green. It's next Friday night. It is at Bank Plus Amphitheater in South Haven. Special guest Tracy Lawrence. It's the Ain't My Last Rodeo Tour. Two tickets, Friday night, April 5th.
And I will remind you that this Saturday, 2 days from now, March 30th, Robert Irwin Jewelers in Bartlett is having a 6-hour 60% off sale. Once again, it's a 6-hour sale, and everything in the store is 60% off. It's not marked up to mark down. It's just 60% off. That means designer jewelry. That means 60% off engagement rings. That means 60% off bracelets and earrings and necklaces and gemstones. Means 60% off every brand of watch. 60% off means 60% off 1,000 items, really more than 1,000 items to choose from. Also, by the way, while we're on the subject of up to 6 months interest free at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Bartlett store, this is the Bartlett only store this weekend. The Bartlett store is at Bartlett Boulevard and Stage Road, right there next to Kroger. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Back with Chris Harrington when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is your home for tournament updates in Memphis, presented by BetMGM, and all the latest hoops news with Memphis Tigers updates on their offseason. Tonight, the Sweet 16 with Clemson taking on number 2 Arizona in the West region at 6 o'clock on CBS. San Diego State takes on number 1 UConn tonight. That's on TBS's 640. Alabama taking on North Carolina, CBS game at 840. And the nightcap, Illinois taking on the Iowa State Cyclones on TBS at 9:10. Tennessee will play Creighton in the Sweet 16. That's Friday night, tip at 9:10 on 92.9 FM ESPN with the pregame at 8:30 p.m. Updated look at the field to win the championship odds from BetMGM. UConn at plus 200, Houston at plus 550, Purdue at 600, plus 600, Arizona at plus 800, Tennessee is at plus 1300, Duke with the worst odds at plus 2500. 92.9 FM ESPN is your home for tournament updates presented by BetMGM. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, Mid-South, it's springtime, so let's celebrate with the Gossett Mitsubishi Motor Spring Sales Event. Time to go spring break.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.